They answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, "We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly." Of course, we realize that there is a historical fulfillment of some of these scriptures. But because of lack of time, and we got so much to cover in the eschatological area, we leave the historical because the historical is very obvious. Like, for example, Zechariah was concerned about Israel. How will God treat Israel now that Israel is restored in a post-exilic period? And he's wondering, "Oh God, where is your mercy for Israel that you promised after these 70 years?" So all those are historical fulfillments. But there's an eschatological prophetic significance that is coming forth. Look at what the horses bring forth. It says here in verse 16, "Therefore thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem." Again proclaimed, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem." And the horses, the riders on the horses says, "The earth is resting quietly." So the first things that will happen as we draw near the last days is a peaceful period. The Antichrist will not come immediately as a man of war. He will rise and seek to be the man of peace that will be trying to restore world, global unity. And so, even before he arises, the Bible seems to point to a period of time that as we draw near, there seems to be a conflicting eschatological prophecy. On one hand, are prophecies that say in the last days there will be wars, rumors of wars, and all these things taking place as Matthew 24 describes. But if you study Matthew 24 very carefully, you'll notice that Jesus especially was talking about the Jewish dispensation and not the church dispensation. Although some passages apply to both. Notice in Matthew 24, verse 6, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Verse 7, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places, but the end is not yet." Says in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And remember that background, sometimes you got to repeat because sometimes a person, you're just new and this is the first time you hear about prophecy. And so just let me, give me permission to just read a few scriptures on Daniel, the book of Daniel. And chapter 8, verse 24, talking about the Antichrist. "His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper, and thrive." Now, when the Antichrist rises, he will seem to prosper at first. Now, Daniel chapter 7, verse 24. "The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall rise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them," the word "another" refers to Antichrist. "He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings, shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High." So it seems, including from the book of Revelations, Turn over to the book of Revelation. We see in chapter 18 the fall of the city called Babylon. Revelation 18. Now before the fall, there must be a rise. And we know obviously that the city of Babylon referred to in chapter 17 and 18 is not Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, because that was past history, even in Apostle John's time. So there was a prophetic type about the last day empire of the Antichrist. And notice that in chapter 17, before the fall of Babylon, was the prosperity of Babylon. There is a prosperity and a rise of the ten nations. Now during the rise of the ten nations, we said that the ten nations will rise before the Antichrist rise. And the ten nations are different from the empire of the Antichrist. They are separated in book of Daniel chapter 7. Because in Daniel chapter 7 it says the ten horns are the ten nations. And it says that after that another will rise. Now the another is a little horn that was the Antichrist. So there was a chronological time period between the rise of ten horns and the rise of the Antichrist, the little horn that conquered three. During the rise of the ten nations, there will be a period of peace and prosperity. And that period is what Zechariah speaks about. The period when he says the earth is resting. That's when Babylon goes rich. See, in Revelation 17 verse 4, he says, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. And although there was corruption there, yet there was that riches that were adorning the mystery Babylon in Revelation 17. Now what we are pointing to is here, that when we talk about peace coming out in the last days, examine closely those scriptures that talk about war coming out in the last days. When Jesus talked about war in Matthew 24, he says, but this is not the end yet. Of course, war will take place to a certain extent. It seems that the history of mankind, as far as recorded history is concerned, there has been war and peace, war and peace, war and peace all the time. Although we Christians have a responsibility given to us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 to always pray for peace. Because we are in the church age and we have to pray for peace. And the gospel, remember our gospel that was given when Jesus Christ was born on this earth, it was said, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. So our gospel is a gospel of peace. It's called a gospel of peace in the book of, in the gospels. Gospel of peace. And so we have to pray for peace. Why peace? Because we need peace for the gospel to go forth. It is what we call church age. The church age. So there will be, in the rise of the ten horns, let's put our marking down here. Let's say that this pulpit here, like in the center, represents the beginning. The beginning of the rapture taking place, right? Right in this place at the pulpit here. And towards your right here will be the period of pre-rapture. And then the position here after, towards your left here, will be the period after the rapture. Now what will happen is, the Bible tells us that when the rapture takes place, the Antichrist manifests. And the Antichrist, when he manifests, the ten kingdoms will already be there. When the Antichrist rises at the exact point that the rapture takes place, the ten nations should have already been formed. Because he's supposed to conquer them. How can he conquer that which was not formed? So that means that during the pre-rapture time, we may not get to see the Antichrist. And the Bible shows that we don't get to see him because he is in the other period, not in this period. He's in the period after that. Now, the spirit of Antichrist is working. Now, we realize that he may be in existence before the rapture, but his manifestation will be only after the rapture. But before the rapture, pre-rapture, there will be the rise of the 10 nations. And the rise of the 10 nations is a prosperous period. It's a prosperous period. And that's what Zechariah points to. In the last days, there is a prosperous period. Now, when we apply that prophecy to the Jews, which was specifically also to them, the first period, during these 7 weeks, from here, this point, the pulpit, right up to your left side here, is what we call the 7 weeks of the 7 days of Daniel, the last week of Daniel. Now, these 7 days represent 7 years, and it's divided in the middle, 3.5 here and 3.5 there. The first 3.5 years of the last week of Daniel for the Jews are prosperous years also. So you can see the door fulfillment. The first 3.5 years for the Jews are reasonably prosperous because the Antichrist comes to them as the false Messiah and then establish his headquarters in Jerusalem. And the abomination of desolation only takes place where? Remember the Bible? In the middle of the last week. And the middle means 3.5 years. So it's only in the middle of the 3.5 years, in the middle of the last week, that what we call, Jesus calls, the abomination of desolation takes place. So during the first 3.5 years, there will be, incidentally, there will be wars going on, because the Antichrist will be conquering the ten horns. There will be wars going on because the Antichrist will be conquering more and more of his empire, as the Bible prophesied. But during that time, the Jews in that dispensation have great prosperity. There will be wars, rumors of wars, there will be famine sickness here and there, but as far as Israel is concerned, there will be prosperity, which will fulfill what Isaiah says, that prosperous period that many of the other prophets are prophesying will take place. It's all going to take place within the first 3.5. So you can see the similar pattern. We in the church age, as we draw near to the time of the 10 nations coming forth, or the 10 kingdoms or 10 confederations coming forth, there is a period of peace and prosperity. The horses are at rest. And over here, they also have a type of peace here in the first 3.5. Now let's look at the next vision. So it's a chronological period that Zechariah brings up. The next vision shows off. The next thing that will take place. It says in verse 18, I saw 4 horns. Now why do we put these 8 visions chronology in an order? Because they all happen in one occasion. One leading to another, one after the other. All possibly in one day he received all the 8 visions. He saw the 4 horns. Who do these 4 horns represent? These 4 horns represent nations that have come against Israel in the historical days of Zechariah. It says here in verse 19, Zechariah says, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns, all nations, that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. These are the nations. And you realize he's talking about the Babylonian kingdom, he's talking about the Syrian kingdom, and he's talking about the Assyrian kingdom, and all these nations, and there you also have the Middle Persian part, And of course, if it's eschatological, if it's historical, it will only refer to those nations. If it is eschatological, it will refer to four nations that will rise and come against the futuristic Israel. To Zechariah futuristic, to us here in history, present. Because we live long, many years from Zechariah.